The founder of the Democratic Freedom Party, Dr. Obeda Samuel, has condemned what he termed beating of war drums by the NPP flag bearer, Nana Akufo-Addo. He told Radio Ghana that Ghana could be like Cote d'Ivoire, Rwanda, or any other country if this type of attitude is not eliminated from the Ghanaian body politic.
This culture of beating war drums is not new, really. The MPP are not the only ones or the first to do such things. And of course, with the approach of election, you always get this habit of rearing its ugly head. It's not good for the country for us to talk in terms of war and conflict and that sort of thing. People should not forget that we could be like La Côte d'Ivoire. We could be like other countries. I remember that in the 2008 election, the NDC supporters besieged the Electoral Commission office, assuming the MPP had tried to also invade that place. Likewise, there could have been clashes. So we need to stop this practice of raising the temperature by beating war drums. But I could see from the speech of Nana Akufo-Addo that he was kind of being desperate. But I think also that the speech shows a certain overconfidence. And you know, the overconfidence that already the electorate wants to reject the NDC. And therefore, he thinks that that's a kind of a fact. And so the MPP must ensure that this fact is not altered. This overconfidence leads to complacency. And I believe one of the reasons they lost the 2008 elections was complacency. They thought everything was cocoa. It was a done deal when it wasn't. So we've got to be careful about that. But it is important really also to see that we do something to avoid the possibilities of violence. Election disputes will always be there. And when the results are so close as they were in 2008, then there is a likelihood of violence arising. So we need to ensure that the electoral process is so transparent and so pure that you cannot dispute what the electoral commissioner says. And so in the next election, in order to save the peace and security of this country, it is important that the electoral commission and the government should take steps to ensure that we do have a really safe, transparent, and reliable electoral process. And this means involving a new ID system, involving a system whereby double registration or multiple registration can be checked. That will be helpful. Then it is also important that we deal with a certain aspect that has been bothering me all the time. The electoral commissioner tends to throw out his arms in the air when there is violence during the election. The issue of checking violence is an issue of maintaining law and order, and that really is a matter for the police. Now, we all know that the police, more often than not, are not prepared to take measures, particularly against the supporters of the ruling party who infringe the electoral law and who indulge in violence.
Dr. Obeda Samuel also expressed the need for a transparent electoral system if Ghana is to avoid any election turmoil in 2012. He asked the Electoral Commission to, as he put it, stop throwing its hands about as happened during the district level elections.
I think that the Electoral Commission itself should be primary agent for ensuring that these matters are inquired into. It's not just for the political parties to go and report to the police or maybe just send a report to him for purposes only of documentation. And then he doesn't do anything about it. Then he says, okay, hey, this is up to the police. Now, we know that the police very often do not take action against agents of the ruling party. So the Electoral Commission has to be given by law the responsibility to exercise the primary responsibility of ensuring that peace and security pertains at the polling station. And we need to look into that.
You are a seasoned politician, Dr. Obeda Samuel. Saying all die be die, would you say it's an inspiring speech or it's an incitement?
I think it's both. I mean, obviously, he's trying to inspire his followers to be vigilant. But on the other hand, it could also incite people to violence.
Is that good for us?
It's not good for us, but he's not the only one who has done that before. I mean, the NDC elements have also done such a thing before. We just need to find a way of stopping it.
Veteran politician and founder of the Democratic Freedom Party, Dr. Obeda Samuel, in that interview with George Ankara. A senior lecturer at the Legon Center for International Affairs, Alicia, Dr. Ken Nahosu, has also spoken against any form of incitement or violence in the run-up to elections 2012. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the All Die Be Die pronouncement by Nana Akufo-Addo, Dr. Nahosu said Ghana is an oasis of peace. Politicians should therefore learn their lessons and consider each other as brothers and sisters instead of calling for war.
We are surrounded by a sea of violence at the moment. Ghana has been known as an oasis of peace. And we see now in Ivory Coast the violence that is there. And we can see similar things happening in Tunisia, in Yemen and Egypt. And what I want to say is that if it is not broken, don't fix it. In the sense that we don't have any form of conflict or dispute between the two major parties. And all we are trying to do in Ghana now is to prepare for the election in 2012. So I find it a bit worrying for somebody to incite violence or to say all die to die. I think Ghana has moved away from that type of politics, and we have now decided that periodically we are going to use the term or elections to determine the popularity of who should be the government of Ghana. That is why Ghanaians are against coup d'etat or any form of violence. And I only hope and I wish the two sides, though it is coming from Nana Akufo-Addo's camp, that everybody should act with democratic temperance. That is that we must accept each other. We must know that we are all working for Ghana. It is only Ghana that we have. If there is violence, there is no way that we can go to. We can all see all that Liberians, Sierra Leonean, and Ivorians are going through now, just salvaging a few of their belongings and moving up here. And Professor Mills is such a peaceful person. He's someone who has extended his hand across the political divide, and he's not someone that is going to have extol violence. And if there is no reason for violence, then I believe that let's just go the constitutional way until such a time that there is problem. I know that the Bush Adankwa tradition is a liberal tradition, and they do not believe in violence. So it is out of place for anybody to call for any form of violence.
You heard a senior lecturer at Lithia, Dr. Ken Nahosu.